Hey, everybody.
That never gets old, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Fantastic.
It's a better start than our old start, which was nothing.
Wow. That's true. That's true. So you guys came over this weekend. I appreciate you guys coming over to see the baby.
Well, I'm here all the time.
That's true. I appreciate all the gifts that you brought as well.
I did bring a gift.
What did you bring?
A blanket.
A blanket?
Yeah, we brought a blanket.
What kind of gift is that?
It's the same kind we gave the Indians.
Oh. Is that supposed to be some sort of insult to my heritage?
It is, and it's a smallpox joke in 2014.
So you gave my baby smallpox with your horrible, horrible, itchy blanket. Hey, but we were talking about there's a possibility that you guys might be free for Thanksgiving.
Well, yeah, I figure your people could teach us how to make corn into bread.
They're going to be highly disappointed because we eat candy corn. Candy corn on
just
the cob.
Candy corn, we order Chinese.
Yes, yes. So wouldn't that be fun?
Having Thanksgiving at your house?
Having like a Radio for Winners like Thanksgiving.
I'm 100% down for that.
We could have like a, you know, we could like pass the microphone around. We could kind of do our own little Thanksgiving like sort of holiday special. Like we were on like a USO tour.
I would strongly doubt anyone wants to hear that.
I strongly doubt anyone actually wants to hear the entire podcast that we produce
on a
weekly basis. But yeah, Tony, so I mean, would you be up for doing that?
No chance. No chance at all. not even a slight chance.
Now, you think if we actually did it, though, it would honestly just be a giant box of Royal Farms?
No. I mean, that would be a pretty good Thanksgiving, not going to lie. No, but my wife is already sort of talking about it. She's like, wow, this could be really fun. And she's like, these are all the things that I would make. And I just see it as a way to really spend my holiday out here in the Beat Lab as far away from the house as humanly possible. And she said that would be okay.
Then we're down. We're doing it.
Okay.
2014. You're the Beat Lab.
We want winners here.
You smell like a winner.
From days of long ago, from uncharted regions of the universe.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, Don.
I like seeing you guys.
Good
I
to
wish
see you as
why
well,
don't you
Jeremy.
Move? Why don't you move?
Hey, good to see Tony. Good to see Don. It's good to see everybody.
We didn't see each other in a while.
This should really be the intro.
Another episode of Radio for Winners, Tony, Jeremy, Cherokee, Don, live, coming at ya!
Wow.
Post-Halloween, post-election, pre-Thanksgiving, pre-happiness. What? I don't even know what that means.
We all know what's post-happiness.
Go on. We'll go on.
Wow. Strong start today.
You guys. Oh, always a strong start with Radio for Winners. That's because...
Go ahead.
That's because, yep. You know.
No, we don't know what.
It's because we're all happy.
did marijuana get legalized in North Carolina?
No, I'm telling you, if we would have recorded the part before the show where we all are just miserable human beings, it would be probably the truest thing we've ever recorded. But I love that Sue's doing it. I'm like, oh man, would it be a great show? And beforehand, we're all just like, so I might hang myself tomorrow.
Yeah, but the six people that listen to this show would actually physically commit suicide based off of what we were talking about before.
I'm just going to try to pronounce every word I say tonight correctly without having... curly pubes.
You can't even pronounce that.
I know I can't without having him change his name on our Pigskin League.
What is it now?
Whatever I'm saying that I can't pronounce.
I think
tonight is Halloween. Halloween Mishu. Which is offensive. It's offensive.
Oh, that's awesome.
I don't think he's changed it the past couple of weeks.
He does. He changes every week to something.
Every week, okay.
Pretty much. Because it's a guarantee that Tony will miss-say something, or one of us will say something incredibly embarrassing.
Is it so. Miss-say something?
Yep. If not, then next week it's miss-say.
M-I-S-S period say.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
So Tony was back up here for the weekend, along with... coming to your house, which was a good time. He came out to see my band.
Oh.
Tony and his wife came
I
out
did.
To see
horrible
my band.
Horrible decision on my part. I realize I'm not a sociable person. I don't like being around people. I have guests coming in this weekend, and they're great people. They really are. But I'm a miserable person, so I don't want to see anybody. I just want to be alone this weekend and sleep and eat pizza and drink beer, and that's all I want to do. But now I have to be a host, and I'm a horrible host. So flashback to this past weekend, I had to go out because my wife wanted to see Jeremy play, and I tried being sick in the car. That didn't work. She kept driving. I said that where we're going to park, that her car would be broken into, and that it was in a horrible place. It was right near a police station.
He generalized it.
No, those things are true. I have had my car broken into twice at that same bar.
Yeah, but he generalized it with, it's a horrible place to park your car here in Baltimore.
Yeah.
The entire city is what he was trying to say.
I tried to explain to her that the bar that we're going to was awful, which is actually true, but I like it.
It's a fine bar.
I mean, if you don't, go in the bathroom.
The bar doesn't listen.
Yeah, the bar
doesn't listen to the podcast.
That's true. But the bathroom is pretty gross. But you guys got there literally right before we went on.
Wait a minute. What band is this?
This was around Halloween, I do a cover project. So this year it was me and some friends doing some Dead Kennedys covers.
When are you home?
I mean, I'm home when I'm not here.
Or?
When I'm not at work one day a week.
Or?
I have practice
like
one
how
night
many,
a week.
How many bands are you in?
I mean, I'm in one, but we're on a long-term break. Everyone had babies. So we're going to get back together in the
I didn't know you were in the Smashing Pumpkins.
In the spring. Yeah, I'm in the Smashing Pumpkins.
Okay.
My regular band is Bukkake Party tonight.
Okay.
And we're on a break until probably February.
Okay. Thanks, Ross. All right. Now, so anyway, you played with this cover band.
Right. And we were on third out of four bands. It was a good time slot. And Tony and his wife showed up probably 10 minutes before we were supposed to go on, I believe. We weren't there very long. Did you see any of the other bands?
We saw the band that was the second band, I believe, was Rancid.
Oh, yes. You did make it before Rancid.
Let's face it, a horrible decision to be Rancid. I mean, come on. If you're going to be four punk bands, this is the four punk bands you should be that you're going to be doing covers of. Sex Pistols should be on the show.
They were, although I disagree with that. They were good, but the Sex Pistols band that I don't really care for. But
Misfits should be on the show.
It was Halloween. They were the closer.
New York Dolls should be on the show.
You're just listing bands.
He's on a website.
He's just looking up. What are four old bands?
Wikipedia punk bands.
And fourth, Elton John. If you're going to do covers at a punk show, how can you not have Elton John on it?
No, the Rancid band was good. They were very, very good, and they picked a good selection of songs. And then we went on, and I don't know how long you stayed, because when you're on stage, you can't actually see anything because there's lights all around.
Seven minutes.
I think you guys honestly left as soon as I was like, I have to go get ready. I think you guys just snuck out the door.
Yeah, my wife was like, should we stay for the set and say goodbye? I'm like, no. I'm tired. It's 10:30.
It's 10:30 on a Saturday. I can't stay out for that.
Yeah, I had to get back home. We had to drive back to Virginia. It's an hour away. I'm old. I wasn't drinking. Okay. And I wasn't feeling well.
He would have been a lot of fun at the Thunder Grunt podcast night.
No, he would have just angrily sat in the corner.
Yes.
Oh.
Yep.
Well, I heard that was a fun show, at least.
Yeah.
This show was all right. I'm not saying it was terrible.
Wow.
I'm not saying it was terrible.
You're like, man.
Not to add insult to injury, but your show really wasn't all
right. It wasn't fun, and I hate you.
Nah. Well, let me tell you. I mean, I love Bukkake Party tonight. I'm a big fan of Bukkake.
We know that.
but I'm just this cover band. I mean, they're all right. But I wouldn't see you guys again.
Well, we only do it for events. And you know what? Honestly, I'm not even going to bother with it anymore. So the next day was Sunday, and that's the day we came to Don's house so everyone could meet Don's new baby, Elvira. And
she's making picks now.
And she's going to beat everybody in the league somehow. Your wife shared some information that was, in my opinion, terrifying and inappropriate, that you're infatuated with Don's children.
I was saying, you're not talking to me, you're talking to Tony.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was, that she said, Tony was just, he could not stop
my oldest
and talking about your daughter.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no way. There's my favorite, nothing I could say on this podcast that even would make it sound anywhere near normal. So I shouldn't even say anything.
He used to show up at my house a lot in just sweatpants and like a t-shirt.
And do you guys need a babysitter?
Can I hold your child?
I think that's weird.
By the way, we all do an impression of Tony, but when I do child molester Tony, I got a deep voice and I talk like this. Yeah, so she had shared that he was very infatuated with my oldest child.
Right.
I don't know. I think she was joking around.
She said the phrase, it's the first time he's ever enjoyed a child. That's verbatim.
I know. I don't know.
Am I a good father because I'm laughing at this? I don't understand.
Well, yes, because you're laughing, and you also didn't leave him alone with her, so you're fine.
Yeah, I mean,
now, I will say Don's kids are a lot of fun. They're fun to talk to. They're in that age after three and before they become terrible, where they're fun to talk to. They're little people. They have opinions. And they're fun to be around. Now, again, I'm only around them like 15 minutes a month. So, by law. And
so actually, if I was only around my kids 15 minutes a month, I'd love my kids too. That's cool.
I see them the other 23 hours and 45 minutes where they're probably not as enjoyable to be around.
Now, my question is, didn't he just say a few minutes ago how unsociable he is?
Yes.
And how he has like a social anxiety disorder.
But only with adults. Anyone who's hit puberty is not cool with.
He can converse with children.
Right.
Fantastic.
Children don't make you feel sad about yourself.
By the way, this is being recorded. This is admissible in court. Just right. An FYI for future future playback audio references.
So,
oh man!
After we were here, we had a meal here. It was very nice. You had to go to your parents' house because every time you come up here, you see your parents for 10 minutes.
He comes over and spends more time with us.
Yes,
and then goes and sees his parents.
Yeah, for like it's just I mean, it's just it's one of those things where you're there and it's like you're ready to go. I mean, like 10 minutes in. It's like that every single time.
You leave your jacket on even though it's 90 degrees outside.
I do.
Leave the car running. Door open. Hey, Mom, here's some scratch-offs. Got to go.
Did you get your
wife? I mean...
you got her some scratch-offs.
I always get them. I have to bring scratch-offs or it's a less enjoyable experience if I don't bring scratch offs over.
Now, are they excited when you show up and you do have scratch offs?
Yeah, I'm going to say no. I'm gonna say I can't really tell if they're ever actually happy to see me or not. It does bring up sad memories. I was telling Jeremy about this the other day. I was driving by a Fuddruckers here in Asheville. And I know
by itself, a sad story.
I know a lot of people like the gourmet burger joints that are out there today, but I still enjoy a good Fuddruckers. And I was thinking back to my childhood. I used to love going to Fuddruckers.
Wait,
how
was that not their slogan? I know a lot of people like gourmet burger places, but I like me a good Fuddruckers.
I still like me a good Fuddrucker.
Fuddruckers. Well, at least it's not dirt.
So I used to love going there as a kid, but I remember I always used to go there with my friend and his family because my parents would never go out to dinner with us. They would never take us out to any place ever.
Yeah, you would ask me, you're like, did your parents ever take you to dinner? And I'm like, yeah, I mean, I guess. We didn't go out all the time or anything because you had three kids. It's expensive to take kids out, and kids don't do well in real restaurants. But then you were like, not even like McDonald's or anything. I was like, yeah, we easily went to restaurants, I'd say once, maybe twice a week, and on vacation, clearly every night. But
my sister and I had the same conversation about when we would go out to dinner as a family when we were kids. And
parents sit at separate tables?
Yeah. not then. we would go to the Sizzler before on Christmas Eve. We would go to Sizzler. They have no recollection of us ever going to the Sizzler. My dad says, we never went to the Sizzler. My sister and I said, like, for 5 years in a row, we went to the Sizzler. Did you ever go to the Sizzler?
I mean, no, I did not go to the Sizzler, but are you sure you're not wrong? In your mind, you're like, we went to the Sizzler, but really, it was like an Applebee's?
No, it was totally, no. Applebee's would have been nice back then, but no, we went to the Sizzler. It was a Sizzler. But the Fuddruckers, I know that we're off topic with Fuddruckers, but somebody else told me the day that, and I don't know if you're making a joke or not, Tony, but they said, man, I really like Fuddruckers. They're better than Five Guys. They're better than other. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
This is the most press Fuddruckers had in years.
Right?
And it's on a podcast with three listeners.
Well, that's...
it's all about the hot cheese. You put the burger, you dip it in the cheese.
That is vile.
What?
That's the greatest thing about Fuddruckers.
I like to go to the soft serve ice cream. I dip it in the cheese, and then and I put sprinkles on it.
If I could dip all my food in melted cheese, I would. I don't understand why any male would even question that. I could dip my yogurt in melted cheese, I would do that.
This whole subject was supposed to be about scratch-offs. Now we're talking about dipping things in melted cheese. But
yeah, but my parents would never take me anywhere, though. Like, we would never go out anywhere. Like, we never, when we went to McDonald's, we would just go through the drive through. We wouldn't actually sit inside a restaurant. And I kept thinking about this. And I kept thinking how sad that was. Now I look back on it. We never did anything. I don't know whether we were just poor or whether or not it was because I was constantly screaming. I don't know what it was.
I don't know if it's whether we were just poor.
Well, I mean, we were not well to do. And my dad was the only person that worked, and he was military. And so we would go and do things. But yeah, I know we didn't go to like fancy restaurants, but you know, McDonald's or Friendly's even. I mean, any of those, like Chuck E. Cheese, any of those disgusting places.
Never been inside of Chuck E. Cheese.
Well, now you don't want to go. But
I never went as a kid.
Yeah, well,
but I've been a couple times now.
Well, it's depressing now.
Oh, it's horrible.
As a kid, it was a wall of arcade games. Yeah. With a mouse that danced and gave you pizza, and it was incredible. Now it's like old black men playing skee ball.
Yeah, it's not. It is horrible.
That's not even the joke. Literally, that's what you will see if you go in.
It's horrible. I do highly encourage, if you are looking for a day of fun, just go sit down at the Glen Burnie Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh,
that is
wear a vest.
That is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful experience. So if you're
a jean vest.
Yeah.
That's the Baltimore Chuck E. Cheese.
So anyway, you got scratch offs for your mom. And then did you,
yeah.
you sent us a picture.
So I go over there, I sit down, I give them the scratch offs, and my dad automatically starts telling me I need to get him off of Facebook because he can't log into Facebook because he can't remember his password. And then somehow I'm supposed to log in and just take him off of Facebook completely. So that's like the bulk of the conversation is about how my dad can't log into Facebook. And because I work with computers, that somehow I know everything there is to know about his login and password when it comes to Facebook.
He has a computer he uses at work. That's what he does with computers. But you sent us a picture of your you sent us a picture of your mom was she scratching off? But she was smiling at us.
She'd just gotten her scratch off tickets. This was pre-scratch. So this was the anticipation of holding billions.
Now, I mean, what did she say when you were taking a picture of her holding? Would you say, "Mom, I need you. I'm gonna take your picture of these scratch offs."
She had zero idea what was going on.
Okay. Now, you sent us the picture. Did you get the picture?
The story teeters on the edge of darkness the entire time. You realize, all right? It's right on the edge of going down a terrible path.
I'm just making sure that he knows he shouldn't stare at my daughter when he comes over. Did you get the picture?
Yeah. He sent it to both of us to prove that he did, in fact, buy his mom a bunch of scratch-offs.
How closely did you look at that picture?
I mean, I didn't stare at it super close. It's not your daughter or anything.
No. This is getting very creepy. This is teetering on darkness. And I can't stop laughing. Oh boy, I can't wait for Radio for Winners in the News. Anyway, you didn't look at the picture that closely, Tony?
No.
Did you see what was on the napkin next to the cup?
That would be my mother's false teeth. She likes to keep on display for when I exclusively come over. Now,
Tony was proud to showcase the scratch offs that he had bought his mom, and my response was, those are teeth of the napkin. Just curious, does she take those out like to scratch the scratch offs, and then she's got that little gray silver stuff like stuck to the teeth that you know. It was a very awkward scene.
Well, she is missing her leg. Why wouldn't she be missing teeth?
Wow.
That is a true statement.
Teeth I can make fun of. It's the leg I can't.
Well, the better part is when you make fun of the leg for about 6 months, and then you meet her, and she has no leg. You're like, oh.
That was an actual thing.
Yeah, I did that.
He did it with all of us.
Yeah, made fun of it.
Yeah, but
pretty hard.
He was not being very honest with us about... You know whether Anything. He was about whether he was serious or not, and then
no.
we did meet.
He made
her.
Fun of it. He would lie about everything for a short, like nothing that mattered, a little unimportant thing. So then I thought that was a lie as well. And then we get there to help him move, and his mom has one leg.
Turns out not a lie.
Not a lie. Yeah. Not a lie at all.
But anyway, I'm sure that they were real happy to have their pride and joy
for 5 minutes.
Tony, back home.
I'm sure they were. I'm sure they were.
Well, speaking of pride and joy, I've been to Baltimore's newest casino.
Ah.
The Horseshoe Casino, downtown Baltimore, right by the Ravens Stadium. And it is actually one of the nicest casinos I've been to on the East Coast, hands down. It's nicer than almost everything but maybe the Borgata. It's very clean. It looks very nice inside. It was well lit. The garage is actually huge and very well lit, where the garage at like Maryland Live
not
is dark
well
and terrifying.
Yeah. That's exactly the question I was going to ask you. How's the parking?
The garage is wonderful. Yeah. I had no problem at all. It's very well lit. They had not police, but guards driving around constantly. It was very nice. I enjoyed everything about the casino itself, except for losing. Not a big fan of that. But the tables were well manned. They had some $10 tables. So it's definitely worth going to again. However, I saw one thing I've never seen before in a casino. I went with some friends, and they wanted to see the Asian gaming room.
Okay.
Because I like Pai Gow poker. But one of the other guys like, oh, I love Baccarat. Let's go and see if there's like a cheap Baccarat table. But there is, but a cheap Baccarat table is like $100 a hand. That's ridiculous. I'm not playing that. But we watched, they wanted to figure out the rules to Pai Gow poker. So a lot of the Asian gaming rooms are clearly filled with Asians. And so if you go up and you ask how to play the game, they kind of get mad and annoyed because you're bothering them. And the dealers are like, they'll tell you they aren't going to be rude about it. But that means that everyone that's playing is like, oh. So we found a table that just had this like heavy set older white guy and his wife at it. And I said, this will be perfect. We'll go to this table. He'll explain it because he'll be so thrilled that we're other white people in this.
Turns out it was Michael Phelps.
Not old at all. No, it was not Michael Phelps. I don't think. Anyway, so we get down and we ask him, hey, do you mind if we, watch you guys play and I can show them how to play the game? And the guy's like, oh, that'd be great. No problem. So we're all standing there watching him. And the deal with Pai Gow poker is you get dealt 7 cards and, don't even worry about it.
It's like a Magic the Gathering story.
This is not. Anyway, the guy thought the whole time he was playing blackjack, not playing another card game.
Okay.
So the dealer, the dealer deals out the cards and he wins and takes the money back and the guy just stands there and looked really confused. The guy took $50 from him and he goes, but I had 21, man. And he goes, right. He goes, but I had 21. And the dealer stares at him for a minute and he goes, do you think this is blackjack, sir? And the guy, you figured he would have gotten mad. He just lost $50 on one hand. His wife is standing there and we're all just staring at him. He looks around like almost like he woke up from a dream in some weird area he didn't know. And he looks at the sign. And he looks at like the table around and goes, oh, shit. And he just gets up and walks off. Not even angry. Just like, you got me. You got me, guys.
And you were sitting there to learn from
right
him.
There. I was like, well, I mean, I knew the game. Everyone else wanted to just see how to play. It was just funny. I like to watch someone lose a lot of money by playing the wrong game. Just totally. He didn't think he was playing the wrong game or acted like he full on played the wrong game. It was great. You know what? That story did not go over as well as I thought.
Wow.
It was a good story though.
Hey, do you have any Magic the Gathering stories?
I don't. And I'm gonna just go ahead and go to the next segment of the show.
And what is the next segment of the show?
Well, unlike many shows, we don't have a lot of reoccurring bits, but we have one we do fairly
well.
Wait, often.
Is this the one that Don needs to do because the listeners want to hear Don do it?
Oh, you're right.
Jeremy.
This is the one Don gets to do now.
Why do I have to do this?
Just go for it.
Well, while Don gets prepared, Jeremy, can you tell that story again?
Hey, guess what? Now it's time for Radio for Winners and the News. Yes, Radio for Winners and the News, where we talk to you about what's going on in the world today. Not like Jeremy when he talks about some game that nobody cares about.
Very nice.
First news item, you guys are dicks. There's no retraction. You're still dicks. No retraction at all.
Sorry.
Well, this past week was election.
First off, I don't remember that story being on the agenda.
I said I was going to talk about Horseshoe.
Yeah, but I thought you were going to talk about the experience there. I mean, that was just, that wasn't really that good of a story.
Well, we've all learned a lesson today.
Now you're going to leave all
depressed.
We've
all learned a
lesson. Hold on. Jeremy, I apologize. I don't want you to think that we hate you. Still a bad story.
So again, this week was election night.
Oh.
A lot of big races.
Midterms.
In this state, it was the governor's election.
Did you vote?
Election. I did vote. Did you vote, Don?
I did.
Good. Tony, did you vote? I know you don't vote in Maryland.
I did not vote. I was in driving back to North Carolina, which I am now registered in North Carolina, but I was not able to get back in time.
But he is registered as a sex offender in North Carolina, not as a voter.
Wow.
The sheriff's department appreciates you registering. So did your wife vote?
Yeah, we both voted.
All right, so my wife said, I don't want to vote. I sent her out to vote.
Look at you doing your civic duty.
It's important that you vote.
It is important.
And Don voted for Hogan, right? In Maryland? Is that the guy's name?
I can't tell you who I voted for.
It doesn't matter now, Don. Hogan won.
I did vote for Hogan.
Okay, I am not surprised. I kind of assumed you voted. Actually, I think a lot of people I know voted for Hogan, even if they aren't Republicans, just because...
Hey, it wasn't necessarily that I thought that Brown was any better than Hogan, or Hogan was any better than
Brown. Well, I hope you didn't.
Brown,
if you thought Brown was better than Hogan, then voted for Hogan.
I pressed the wrong button.
That is embarrassing.
Wrong button.
There's no way that's true.
Who did you vote for, Judge of the Orphans Court?
I think that was just a, do you want this person to stay on it? Like, those are my favorite ones where it's just like, hey, do you want this person to stay on as judge of this thing or the other? Like, yeah, I guess. There's no other option here other than yes or no.
I always get to the end and there's like the boxes are all red. It's like, these votes will not be recorded because you did not select the minimum. Or it says you can't select the maximum, whatever. And I'm like, well, I don't understand. Do I have to go back and pick other names? And it always sucks because it says you can only pick three. Do you ever get that one?
Yeah,
there's four people on the list. So you have to exclude one. Like, why can't we just have a law that lets us just add that fourth person in there just for giggles?
Just so they don't feel bad. We don't want to feel left out. Or have them, like, get on a podcast and tell a story that everyone just stares at them.
Damn it, we should have done a write-in campaign. Radio for winners. Write-in radio for winners.
Write-in Mrs. Doubtfire for every office.
For Chief Judge of the Orphans Court, radio for winners. Sorry. Now, see, that was my bad story.
Mm-hmm.
I apologize. Yep,
the rest of the show is going to be us awkwardly just staring at each other. Anyway, the Republicans have taken back, more importantly than the governor's race, the Senate, the U.S. Senate. So now they own the Senate and the House. They have a majority in both. Do you think this is good or bad?
Here's my opinion. They will screw this up royally, and it will be screwed up before the end of this year.
Well, that'll be – well, that won't be the people who were elected then. That'll be people who are already in office.
No, they're all preaching bipartisan. They're all preaching that we're going to get together. We're going to get along. They have no intention of doing that.
Well, no, they never do.
No one ever does. So they're going to screw up that relationship. The American public is going to be angry about that and how nobody's getting along again. And then Hillary Clinton's going to win the presidency 2 years later.
Look at that. And Don sees that as a bad thing.
Hey, and you know who's not going to win the presidency is Martin O'Malley.
I don't think he has a chance.
Well, especially because his lieutenant governor did not win.
Yeah, but that doesn't necessarily matter.
No, it does.
It's
basically
big.
A vote against O'Malley.
Yeah,
really what that came down
to. Exactly right.
You can't launch a presidential campaign when your lieutenant governor can't even win.
You need to be able to hand deliver your state. That's what you need to do.
Yeah, I still don't think that's. I don't think that would affect it, though. I don't think he's going to be able to run anyway. Not this. Not in 2016.
Well, but nobody would choose him as a vice presidential candidate.
Is he still in a band? And does he do Dead Kennedy covers?
Because
that's what he needs to start focusing on.
That makes everyone more popular.
He is in a band. I'm not sure about the Dead Kennedy.
Only do cover songs. Don't tell stories. That's what I've learned today.
I love your stories.
That's fine, Don. It's okay. You don't have to lie. You've hurt my feelings already twice now. Twice. Speaking of hurting people's feelings, I forgot where I was going with this, but did you know? Let me start that again.
How do you do that?
I pushed the button.
Now we're going to get complaints from listeners who want to hear Don, Cherokee Don, do the intro, and then they're going to say Jeremy can't even make it through the intro without stopping it because he's flustered. And this is just going to go poorly. Now we're going to get negative reviews on iTunes because of this.
Please, I doubt we'll still get any reviews on iTunes.
Listen. It's okay. The story that you told us, the story was fine.
It was an okay story.
It was okay.
I zoned out a little bit.
I mean,
it was not good.
I was thinking back to the Magic the Gathering myself.
I was thinking about melted cheese.
Don't you like it when Tony does his own impression of himself?
Speaking of melted cheese, you know what sucks? Fondue.
I hate if anybody ever asks me to go to, let's go out for like a couple's night and let's go to that melting pot, I'll stab him right in the face.
It's like a 5 hour.
I will stab you straight up in the face.
Yeah, no, that's the worst.
Yeah, and
that's
it's usually
what we're doing Thanksgiving.
Just a big fondue party.
It's usually that friend that, you know, just started dating a new girl. They got like a new relationship and they're like, oh, why don't you come out? We'll go out to dinner. We'll go to the melting pot.
Yeah, but that's guaranteed to fail though, because after 20 minutes, they have nothing to talk about and they still haven't gotten their drinks
yet. Well, that's why they want you to go with them so they can spend time together. I hate that place. God, I hate that place. I do like
Ready for Winners
cheese.
Sponsored by the Melting Pot.
Yeah, but that wasn't your new announcement, was it?
We have a new sponsor.
Listening back to a couple episodes. Tony does an impression of himself. Do you know that?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, because it's an impression of his character. So he's just doing the character voice.
Okay. I'm just doing you doing the impression of the character is basically what
I do find
what
it
I'm
funny.
Now doing.
I really like your daughter. Man, I like cheese.
All right.
All right. You want to try it again?
Yeah, let's try it. I think I focused. I've got it all in.
We're going to edit it out.
Oh, yeah. We're going to edit the entire show out, hopefully. Are we recording any of this? Could be a
We'll find out.
If we can make this show make me not sound like a pedophile, that would probably be a good thing, right?
Well, you're not really a pedophile. You haven't acted on it. However, ex-Ravens cheerleader was arrested recently for going out with a 15-year-old boy who she met through her own son, who was also 15, and she might have sucked him off a couple times while walking the dog.
I read about this. First off, this cheerleader did not hold up.
Well, she's the oldest cheerleader in the NFL. She started, I think, in her late 30s.
They need to stop that.
And now she's no longer a cheerleader.
38.
No, she's 40-something.
No, but she was 38 when she was a cheerleader. Yes.
Okay, well, I was off by a year.
Something like that, yeah.
I've clearly failed at the news. I'm off by a year. So, so she, in May of this year, not like this is an old story that just came out, but in May of this year, she saw some guy on Instagram who was 15.
Well, can we back up real fast? I want you to tell that part. Let's back up real fast. So she is not only a former Ravens cheerleader, but she was also the wife of the former CEO of Acceleron.
Right.
The energy company. So she's loaded.
She's super rich.
Super rich. Can have anybody she wants, so they're separated.
And even though Tony made a joke that she hasn't held up well, for 47, she looks extremely good.
I agree. Now, did you see the outfit that she wore to court?
No.
Okay, so she had like a gray blouse, and it was buttoned up, I want to say, above her eyeballs. Well, she was covering everything.
I would, too. Covered with a bag over my head?
Everything, yeah. So anyway, so she, go ahead.
She sees a guy on Instagram who's 15, and so she's like, that guy is very attractive. And apparently her son, who's the same age, sent the guy a message like, here's my mom's number. She thinks you're amazingly attractive. And so he contacted her, and then she would meet him at school, and they would go have lunch and fool around in the car. And then she invited him to her house. I think that's how this was.
It was in Bethany. They were on a family vacation
there
in Bethany.
Go.
Yeah.
And she went outside with him to walk the dog and gave him a little bit of a...
Now, I've walked the dog many a times. Never have I have or received oral sex while walking the dog.
Well, that's because you don't have the right kind of dog. Now, we'll say a Great Dane. If you put some peanut butter on that thing, they will go to...
You get yourself a Mastiff, and that Mastiff just will hang out while you get your grease man snarling. Your grease man snarling. I don't know how she got the dog to stay still while she's blowing this kid. But I'll tell you one thing. That is a well-trained dog.
Hey, everybody.
I don't even know how she got caught.
Because apparently...
Well, she was blowing a guy in a street.
She was blowing a dog in a street. Not really illegal, just weird.
I mean, come on.
She was taking it to the streets.
Boo.
Sorry.
All right, Don just ruined the show.
That's it. It's over. I think I ruined it hours ago. It's okay, Don. No one's even going to remember that because they've already stopped listening during my amazing card story.
It's fine. They can pick this episode back up the next time that they're at the wonderful fondue restaurant, The Melting Pot.
The Melting Pot. Melting Pot also a sponsor of our next news item.
Which is...
You know, we often talk a lot about entertainment, a lot about movies, a lot about sports. This is about movies this time. Finally, Star Wars 7, the next movie in the Star Wars series, has a title. And it's done filming, which is good news, I guess, if you like Star Wars. Comes out next year.
So how many more Star Warses are there? Star Warses?
Well, Disney bought it, so there's probably going to be one a year until we all die.
Okay.
But the next one is Star Wars 7. It'll take place after the original trilogy.
What was the name of the last one?
Well, you mean of 6 or the
six?
Prequels?
Yeah, I'm sorry, 6. Yeah.
Return of the Jedi was the last.
Was it New Hope? Or just
New
Return
Hope
of the
was
Jedi?
4.
Okay, so this one's Return of the Jedi. I say 7 is something about Jedis hanging out.
Star Wars 7, Jedis just hanging out.
Star Wars 7, reviving Hollywood careers.
Okay, those are good guesses. I'm not going to guess because I have it in front of me.
So
I could make one up.
You should just guess anyway.
Star Wars 7, sloppy topping.
Star Wars 7, walking the dog.
There you go. Star Wars 7 starring Ms. Doubtfire.
Hello!
I'll tell you, that is our best bit yet.
That's not even on
anyway, the actual title is The Force Awakens.
Oh.
Which is about terrible. As boring as you'd expect.
Yeah.
Does anyone here care about the new Star Wars movie?
No.
Wait, is the Force bad or the Force good?
The Force is always with you.
The Force is a force. It's a thing. It's just an entity. It's like not even an entity. It's a power, like gravity.
It's a mental. It's a state.
So what does it matter if it awakens?
Namaste.
It's been sleeping.
What does it matter?
Well, you know
that
what?
That gives me no indication of what is going on with anything.
Why is it called The Force Awakens?
Did Darth Vader have the Force?
Yeah, he had the dark side of the Force.
Now, when was the last time the Force was used versus how many years in the future are we with this new movie?
Well, you guys have put more thought into this than I have, clearly.
Oh, okay.
I was just excited that it's coming out. And I figured you guys would just make fun of me and call me a nerd.
Hey, what's the name of that poker thing?
And we're at the very last segment of our show, our sports segment. We're not going to talk about a lot about football.
You can just lower the volume. You don't have to just turn it all the way on. Oh,
I wanted to just say there's only two weeks left of our NASCAR Picks League because there's only two races left in year's NASCAR.
Now, did you watch? I turned it on last week, and just right as they were fighting on pit road, did you see that?
I did not because I was leaving your house coming home. I didn't pay any attention to it.
Huge, huge fight on pit road. Jeff Gordon, Brad Keselowski punching each other in the face. $165,000 in fines were levied out. It was a pretty badass fight. And that's with
now, is that
three
the one
races
where
to
the
go.
One dude called the other guy a dipshit.
Yeah, yes, that was yes. Jeff Gordon called that live on TV. Called him a dipshit.
Yeah. Who still uses the phrase dipshit?
84-year-old Jeff Gordon still uses the term dipshit.
Dipshit.
Yeah, dipshit. Yeah, goddamn dipshit. Yeah, so there's two races to go.
Two races to go. In our league, one player, Vroom Vroom, has about a 500-point lead, which means unless he picks nobody and someone wins the next two races with a large margin, then I think he's pretty much got this.
Large margin.
Oh, that was not on purpose.
Wow.
But I'm very excited about the new Pee Wee Herman movie still. Either way, so in a couple weeks, we'll have an announcement of who won our league, and we'll be sending them out a Radio for Winners prize pack valued at no less than $5 American.
And I assure you that we will not do a NASCAR Picks League next year because this is clearly ruined the entire sport for me.
Has it?
It really has.
Is it just that you're mad that we're better than you at it?
I really am upset about the
Do
whole
you also
thing.
Realize that our numbers have gone back up the less we've talked about it?
Yeah. So in 2 weeks, we're going to have at least 17 listeners. I'm very excited about that.
Okay.
Well, another great episode of Radio for Winners.
Before we end, you can keep
sure.
the music going.
Yeah, go ahead.
But just wanted to remind everybody, January 23rd at Dover Downs, stop on by to see the Wayans brothers.
Wow. Look at that. Are they paying us for that?
No, I just saw it on a billboard on the way home, and I know that I made fun of the Wayans brothers last week, so I thought I'd give them a little plug.
Oh, look at that. Fair. It's always fair on Radio for Winners.
That way I don't have to do a retraction.
All right, hope you guys enjoyed this show. It was a humdinger.
1993. Oh, well, that was the year that my high school's dance team performed this song. 1993.
You were in a dance team?
No, I watched the dance.
Yep, Dom was in a dance team. We'll talk about that next week. Hope you guys listen. See you then.
See ya.
Three, two, one, go.
You can follow. Contact Radio for Winners on Twitter at Radio for Winners, Facebook.com. Search for Radio for Winners, or if you want to send us an email, hit us up on the Gmail, rfwshow@gmail.com.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another happy ending from the good people Jimmy James Incorporated.